It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hugge.
Good afternoon. We welcome you to Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. Of course, as we have been sharing with you and you have heard on a couple of occasions, we're using our interview shows right now to listen to some of the candidates who are running for offices in the upcoming November 2nd election. And today we are going to interview our first candidate who is running for one of the seats on the Marshalltown School Board. And we are pleased to have with us Becky Kwong, who is that candidate who she gets to come out of the chute first for among the school board candidates. But Becky, we appreciate you taking the time to be with us. You're ready to talk about why you want to be a school board person?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, it is our pleasure. I always, as we explained and I say on the air, you know, I usually go through a basic set of questions for each candidate. So let's start there and see where we go over the next few minutes. So first of all, obviously, tell us a little bit about Becky.
Okay. Well, I live here in Marshalltown. I have a small business. I've operated Dandelion Early Childhood Learning Place for 22 years. Married to my husband, Patrick, for 12 years. And I have 6 children.
So you've been around kids a little bit, is what
you're
saying.
A little bit, yeah. A little bit.
So the next obvious question, why did you decide to throw your proverbial hat into the ring and become a candidate for the Marshalltown School Board?
That's a great question. Well, I have been considering this for some time. I have a passion for education. I'm a big child advocate. I want to support the staff at the school. And it was my friend B Niblock. Mm-hmm. She called me one morning and she gave me specific instructions to go down and get the paperwork started. And when B tells you to do something, you just better do it. No, I needed that encouragement. She understands how much I love children, how involved I am with the school, and it meant a lot to me that she would support me to do that.
Of course, B is one of the school board members who is not running
right
for re-election, and has done a wonderful job as she's been on the school board. Well, you talked about how passionate you are about education. Are there some issues under that general umbrella that you are really passionate about when it comes to the schools and the education of our kids?
Absolutely. Right now, my biggest issue would be student safety. And I think that's a big area, you know. Mm-hmm. Just recently, you know, we've been talking so much about masks and COVID-19, but with student safety, there's so many other things that fall under that category. There's bullying, harassment, violence, substance abuse, controlling access to the buildings to prevent intruders, maintaining the buildings and grounds, teaching students to self-advocate and how to report any actions that might be happening that are unwelcome. Trainings for staff, communication with students and families on student safety, respecting the privacy of students, families, and staff. I think our sickness policy could use some updating. I think we should revisit that, revise it, and communicate it well with the families and the staff at the school. We need to continue to encourage hand washing, good nutrition. I believe a lot of things have changed with COVID since it started, as we keep learning new things. But at this point, if there's a positive case in the home, the children are still allowed to go to school. Mm-hmm. And I think that the children should stay home until there isn't a positive case. I've worked with kids. If it's in the family, it can spread. Mm-hmm. So I think that would be a good precaution. I think with the sickness policy, I know doing wellness checks upon arrival and midway through the day, checking their temperatures, making sure that they're safe and that they're healthy. Mm-hmm. I think those would be good things to do. And continuing to clean and sanitize all the surfaces that are getting touched.
Oh, yeah.
So those are some things that I think are important to contribute to the safety of the students.
All things considered, considering, you know, that, you know, well over a year and a half ago, we went into this pandemic without really knowing what was going on, how we were going to do with it. It's been especially challenging, in my opinion, which is doesn't matter a whole lot, but it's been very challenging for them. So do you think overall the district has been handling the pandemic as well as they could, considering how things are changing, and every time it looks like that maybe it's starting to plateau, it seems to come back again?
Yes. You know, I'm probably the biggest critic, but I think they have done an amazing job. I think as new information comes, they try to work with it. Mm-hmm. I love how they've given options to families where they can virtual learn or attend in school. I like that when the mask mandate changed before just making a decision, this is the only district I know of that took time to do a survey among parents to see what their opinions were. Mm-hmm. And it happened to be pretty much split down the middle, as you know.
Right, right.
But just the fact that they wanted that feedback from families, that to me was pretty big. They're updating with the COVID cases. They're still mm-hmm. continuing to do that.
Right.
And I really don't think we could ask them to do anything more than what they're doing now, except for maybe keep the kids home. I've heard from some other parents that they share that. Mm-hmm. So overall, though, I think they're doing a wonderful job.
What are some of the other areas? Let me couch it as non-health related. Mm-hmm. Some other areas that you think that you can bring some expertise to the school board and help with as far as the district is concerned, because the pandemic has changed so many things. It's taken us further online mm-hmm. for learning. It's affected the social interaction between not only just students and staff, but students and students. Mm-hmm. So what are some things you think that the district should be looking at as far as issues that that are short term that you would have to deal with initially as a member of the school board?
Oh, well, some of the issues I know right now, they're facing a staffing issue, mm-hmm. as almost everywhere yeah. is. And, you know, finding staff is very difficult. But when you're finding staff that, you know, they need to be passing background checks and have the personality or ability to work with children, that's another mm-hmm. level of difficult, you know. So that is something that, you know, I have had to employ individuals to work with me, not to the level of a school district. Mm-hmm. I did prior to my business, I worked in direct sales, and I employed people there. And even way back then, it was hard to get good employees, you know. And I think one of the best things we could do there is first respect the staff. And I think by doing that, giving them a good wage, good benefits, and expecting not just keep piling up work that they should do in the contracted hours. The contracted hours aren't changing, but it seems like the workload continues to. And in any position, when you're short-staffed, somebody picks up the slack. And it's the staff that's there now. So I want them to know how much we appreciate them and support them in any way. I want to keep communication open. And I want them to, any of the staff at the schools in the district, to feel comfortable communicating their needs. We want to support staff, but unless the teachers feel comfortable or the staff that's working with the students, they need to be able to communicate what they need or what issues are going on. So those are some things that I think are very important in supporting the staff. running a business for 22 years, I've had to work with a budget. Mm-hmm. I've written out grants and different things to keep going. It's been a roller coaster ride over 22 years, but we're going strong. And so I have a basic knowledge of how to, where the money mm-hmm. needs to go and to make, sometimes common sense decisions mm-hmm. and prioritize which ones are important and which ones can wait. So those are some things that I think I bring to the table. I'm a small business owner, and I also have an education some experience with education.
Sure,
I'm an early childhood educator, so right. I'm not with the older kids like they are as much. They come mm-hmm. to me in the summers and before and after school, mm-hmm. but I think there's a lot of similarities between what I do.
So if you were to give the school district a grade right now, what kind of a grade would you give the Marshalltown School District overall?
That is really hard. That is really hard.
Well, I wasn't trying to make it that hard, but I can understand where you're coming from.
That is really hard.
Well, I tell you what, because we're getting short on time, let's go on past that. I want to make sure, the one question I ask every candidate, no matter what the office is or what position you're running for, somebody comes up to you, Becky, and says, why should I vote for you in the upcoming election? What would your basic elevator speech be?
Well, my first thing is I put the kids first. That's what's on all my signs. I put kids first. I'm a longtime child advocate. I support the staff working in our district. I have the skills and experience working with children as an early childhood educator. I'm an entrepreneur. I've been running the successful business for 22 years. And I support families deciding what is best for their children and having an active role in making decisions for their children.
What is, when we've got just a little over a minute left, is the health and safety issue that you mentioned earlier, is that the prominent issue in your mind as a school board member going forward, because there's so many unknowns out there?
I think so. I think it's that goes along right with supporting the staff. Mm-hmm. And the reason that I say it goes right along with supporting the staff is I reached out to some teachers in the mm-hmm. district, and I wanted to pick their brains on what they had seen going on. And one of them shared with us, they quoted, a teacher's working conditions are the student's learning conditions. And that couldn't be truer. If our teachers are happy and they're well supported, that's going to trickle down and have effect on the students.
All righty. Sounds good. Well, we wish you success in the upcoming election. We appreciate you taking the time to come in and visit with us and talk with us about why you're running for the school board. And, as I always say, I don't know if I could ever be in the politics or even the school board world. So I expect anybody who wants to run for that office. So thank you for your time and good luck to you on November 2nd.
Thank you so much.
That's Becky Kwong, one of the candidates for the Marshalltown School Board, our guest today on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.